Lady Nancy was standing in her own chamber door, combing her long black hair. Lord Lovell rode by on his white steed. Saying goodbye, Lady Nancy so fair. Goodbye, Lady Nancy so fair. Shut that off, that's my bad. Lady Nancy was standing in her own chamber door, combing her long black hair. Lord Lovell rode by on his white steed. Sing goodbye, Lady Nancy, so fair, so fair. Goodbye, Lady Nancy, so fair. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell, she said, that you say goodbye unto me? I'm going away, my Lady Nancy, strange countries for to see, to see. Strange countries for to see. When will you be back, Lord Lovell, she said, there are many strange lands to see. I will be back in 3 years or four, four at the furthest, said he, four at the furthest, said he. He mounted on his milk white steed and gaily rode away. Lady Nancy Bell could not see him for tears, and she wept for many a day, and she wept for many a day. He had been gone a year and a day, strange countries he did see, when queer ideas came into his mind, and he pined for Lady Nancy, Nancy. And he pined for Lady Nancy. Then around he turned and swift he rode, till he came to London town. And there he heard the church bells toll, and the people a-mourning all round, and the people a-mourning all round. Why are you weeping, Lord Lovell said? Oh, why do you weep, said he? A lord's lady is dead, a woman replied. Some call her Lady Nancy, Nancy. Some call her Lady Nancy. He called for her grave to be opened, and the winding sheets laid away. 3 times he kissed her once warm lips, forever cold as clay, as clay. Forever cold as clay. Lady Nancy had died of a broken heart, of sorrow Lord Lovell died. At her hand he placed a tall marble shaft, and asked to be laid by her side, and asked to be laid by her side. And on their graves grow roses sweet, twined round the marble spire. By St. Pancras Church the roses still bloom, and true lovers come to admire.